As he watched, several of the television crews broke away from their positions and hurried with their equipment toward their vans, and he realized that the helicopters were already gone. He sat up straight in his seat. His watch said 10 minutes to 11. He knew that if the media were leaving all at once and before making their broadcasts, then something must have happened. Something big. He flipped on the radio, which was already tuned to KFWB, and caught the middle of a report being delivered in an urgent, quavering voice.
Out of the truck, then the beating began. Several bystanders attempted to stop the attack, but initially the angry mob of youths held them back. The firefighters were pulled into separate knots of attackers and were being assaulted until a platoon of LAPD units stormed the intersection and rescued the victims, who were pulled into the patrol cars and then driven away.